B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Florida authorities are searching for a burglary suspect who has been Riley christened as a modern-day Hamburglar. You should hear what he does. He allegedly broke into two restaurants, cooked himself a snack before stealing from the establishments. So sheriff's office
just rubbing salt on the wound.
Released surveillance photos of the man on his Facebook page on Friday. He most recently used a brick to smash the door of a Wendy's in Jensen Beach, started up the grill, and cooked himself a burger, and then he took the safe from the restaurant.
So he breaks the glass. We assume this sets off some sort of alarm, and he had enough time to prepare a meal and then steal the safe.
The man tried breaking into a third business, a gas station, but he couldn't gain entry. Officials described him as being in his mid-30s. He's wearing a baseball cap, khaki shorts, and black tank top during the Wendy's heist.
Does he make the classic...
I don't know if he was making... He was at Wendy's, so he might have done that just to piss him off, so I don't really know. But yeah, he actually goes in and cooks.
Wow.
But as well, he's able to turn on the and let it heat up. Turn on the grill, let it heat up. Find out where the burger patties are and make his way through there. Sounds like an inside job.
Yes, yeah, you're right. You'd have to know what you were doing.
Yeah. An Uber driver who pulled over for some who pulled over for some me time ended up getting into a tussle with police officers. A guy named Elliot Andrade. Was charged with interfering with police and driving under the influence. Police say that they were dispatched for a suspicious vehicle and they found a white BMW parked on the side of the road with its windows fogged up.
Was he going to town on himself?
Police said that when the officers approached the car, they saw Andrade reclined and pleasuring himself in the driver's seat. When an officer knocked on the car window, police said the driver appeared confused and started to pull his pants up. The officer said, I asked Elliot what he was doing, and he said, I work for Uber.
We're supposed to do this.
Police said that there was an open case of beer on the passenger side floor of the car. When Andrade was asked to recite the alphabet, police said he started with D and ended at K.
I missed a few.
I wonder if I and C fell in between those two.
Yeah.
Andrade got out and began reaching into his pants, fearing that he had a weapon. Police said they struggled with him before bringing him to the ground. Andrade began yelling that the object he was reaching for was a sex toy, which he then pulled out of his underwear. So he literally had that. And they arrested him.
Well, it's like packing your lunch. You know, you bring your sex toy to work for your me time.
This is messed up. An alligator found holding a Florida man's lifeless body in its mouth had ingested his foot and hand. The alligator's mouth was still clamped around part of the body of Michael Ford II, who was found floating in the water near a phosphate mine Thursday by an employee.
I can't eat anymore.
Wildlife officials captured and killed the reptile. A necropsy revealed Ford's hand and foot inside the alligator's stomach. The Ford had other cuts on his body caused by the alligator. Now, his cause of death actually is drowning. So the final cause is pending toxicology results. It could have been that this alligator just came across this and dead body.
Pinched a free meal, basically.
Yeah, so I don't know. They're working on finding out. You've got to love this story. A Texas woman was banned from her local Walmart after police say she ate half a cake and then refused to pay for the missing portion. She only wanted to pay for half of it.
Honestly, I was finding it hard to believe there was anything that could ban you from a Walmart.
Yeah, right.
Police were called to a Walmart after receiving calls that a woman walked around the store eating half a cake.
I only eat half.
And refusing to pay for the whole item. The suspect entered the bakery section of the store, proceeded to eat half of the cake while walking through the aisles. Once at the register, the woman demanded half off because she was only buying half a cake. Police say she refused to pay for the missing half of the cake despite eating it on her way to checkout, but she ultimately paid for the whole cake once the police arrived, and after that, she was barred from the store for theft.
So the cake didn't get you barred. You remember you had a story about a woman who was effectively running a meth lab in a Walmart bathroom?
Oh, yeah. She could probably still go back.
She could probably still go back.
Mm-hmm. A Kansas man who robbed a bank last September, and this is a follow-up story, and told police that he was hoping to get caught so he would get prison time to escape his wife, was sentenced Tuesday to 6 months of home confinement.
Oh, yes.
After pleading guilty. Lawrence John Ripple took the guilty plea in January.
Oh, dear.
He told the judge Tuesday that he had heart surgery that left him depressed when he committed the bank robbery. His public defender told the court that Ripple had lived a law-abiding life and was in a stable relationship with his wife. He has four stepchildren with her. Ripple handed a note to the bank teller in Kansas City demanding cash and warned that he had a gun. Ripple took the money, about $3,000, and went to sit in the lobby where he told a guard that he was the guy he was looking for. Officers quickly arrived. An FBI agent wrote in the affidavit that Ripple had earlier been arguing with his wife, and he told investigators that he wrote the note in front of his wife telling her he'd rather be in jail than at home. And now he can't leave there for at least 6 months.
Well, yeah. Jail should be unpleasant, right?
It should be.
And,
you're right.
They arranged for that to be the case.
One last story. A San Diego mom was left so shocked after her toddler bought a $430 couch online using her cell phone. She said, I thought, did I buy a couch in my sleep? This is Isabella McNeil. She had been in the market for a new couch. She was recently browsing through options on the Amazon app on her cell phone. Yet her turned into a purchase when her 2-year-old daughter, Raina, unknowingly pressed the buy now with one click button on Amazon for the piece of furniture. It was only until a few days later when she got a notification that the couch had shipped that she realized something had gone wrong. She also remembered her daughter had been playing with her phone. She said, now I know it's really dangerous and I need to make sure that the Amazon app is closed before my daughter takes the phone. It's just so easy.
I always assume that'd be a risky proposition, handing your phone over to your kid with those apps on the phone.
Yeah. McNeil was unable to return the couch before it shipped, and returning it after the fact proved to be pricier than just trying to resell it on OfferUp, which she decided to do. Her listing describes the couch as brand new in the box with a price tag of $300. It cost $430, so she's out some of the cash, and she notes that she ordered it by mistake in the listing.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Authorities have located a wanted man with a famous pet squirrel. Sheriff's office says investigators spotted this guy. His last name is Paulk. I don't know. It doesn't have his whole name here for some reason.
Paulk?
P-A-U-L-K, Paulk.
That's it.
While doing surveillance at America's Best Value Inn, authorities say that Paulk fled on a stolen motorcycle and rammed an investigator's vehicle during a brief chase before he was arrested. Now, he was wanted for possession of a controlled substance, and you may remember his story.
Oh, yes.
As he also had a pet squirrel that was discovered during a recent drug bust. Deputies searched an apartment after they received a tip about an attack squirrel being fed methamphetamine to keep it aggressive. They found meth, drug paraphernalia, body armor, ammunition, and the squirrel in a cage during the search. But this guy has been found in Alabama, so he is now going to go to jail.
Is the squirrel in rehab at this point, or what's the story?
I would think they have him in an inpatient program as of now until he
My name is Skippy, and I'm an addict.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, this is messed up, man. A man died after he was pinned to the wall by a safe that weighed at least 600 pounds while trying to move it into a Manhattan office building.
I saw the story, and I've had a couple of, you know, throughout your life when you end up moving furniture for people, you have those, oh boy, you get jammed in a hallway or in a door, and like, oh boy, I hope I can move this.
Yeah, we have a safe that we bought a while back that has to weigh at least 400 pounds.
Likewise.
And I had to get my neighbor to come over and help out with it. And that was a fear. I'm like, we drop this thing and it lands on your hand or your foot or whatever, bye-bye, man.
Yeah.
It's going to crush it. Well, officials said the man and two others were moving the safe between offices inside a building in Chinatown. The man who died was on one side of the safe while the other two were on the other side as they pushed the safe from the floor. From the fourth floor toward the third floor, landing, it tipped and it pinned the guy against a wall and crushed him. They said it.
What a way to go.
Estimated weight between 600 and 1,000 pounds. Mm. One of the other men is reported to have been rushed to the hospital in serious condition. So that's, you got to be super careful when moving objects like that can topple over. Wow. Just days after news broke of a woman being left alone on board an Air Canada flight, another woman has come forward with a similar experience. Pamela Prescott, a 69-year-old woman from Ontario, who is visually impaired and has several other health issues, landed at Toronto's Pearson International Airport on April 6th following a three-month vacation to Barbados. She needed help filling out the customs forms and required a wheelchair to leave the aircraft. So she says the crew on board told her to wait in her seat and they would come back to help. Well, the staff never returned. She said, I was scared because I have all these health issues. I didn't even have a cell phone to call for help. The scariest time of my life was in there. She sat there for about an hour until a maintenance worker had noticed her. Now, the other story, the woman was there for several hours.
Right, right. She actually made her way into the cockpit, didn't she?
Yeah, she had to get a flashlight and try to flag somebody down. She said the mechanic told her that he had not, had he not been there, she might have been stuck in the plane.
What are you doing in here?
Until a cleaning crew arrived. Air Canada blamed a miscommunication amongst crew, and they've issued an apology and refunded her the cost of the ticket, and they also gave her a $500 voucher for future travel.
You would like to think that they check these aircraft before they lock them up for the night, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I would think so. All right, and then we'll do one more story, and we will wrap it up. Let's go with this one. A man is facing 50 felony counts for allegedly recording other men as they urinated in the bathroom of a bowling alley where he worked.
It has to be a bowling alley, it's or else be. I won't get off.
It just doesn't do it for him unless it's a bowling alley. I mean,
I tried it at a mall. It just doesn't work.
Male bowlers?
Yeah.
Ryan Dustin.
Loud shirts.
Ryan Dustin Gainier was arrested Wednesday morning. Back in December, police were called to the Woodhaven Lanes bowling alley after a man reported that another man had been taking pictures and videos of him using the bathroom.
Could you stop doing that?
Officers located the suspect, Gainier, and seized his cell phone. A forensic examination on the phone turned up 150 individual video clips.
Come on, give me a 710 scored.
The video clips contain images of the reported victim and other unknown male victims urinating and appeared to have been taken from an adjacent bathroom stall. Police said they tried repeatedly to contact Gainier but were unable to get him to come in for an interview prior to criminal charges being authorized.
Huh.
Following his arrest, he was arraigned on 50 felony counts and he was a contract employee for the poker room at the bowling alley. He no longer works there.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.